welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. Now, I'm not your normal host. Mike Scammell's actually on vacation. So I hope you're enjoying your vacation, Mike, relaxing, recharging the batteries. We'll see you next week when you get back. However, my name is Don Felker. I will be your guest host this week, covering the latest week of Android developer news. So without any further ado, let's hop right into it. So first up, we have blog posts. This first blog post is by a fellow who made an appearance last week on Android Snacks, and his name is Pablisco. Now, I don't know if there is a last name or if you have a last name, but it's, as Mike said, this sounds kind of cool. Anyway, the blog post is entitled Nesting Android Themes. And in this article, Pablisco talks about how to nest Android themes and all of the trickery that's involved. If you've ever tried to do any of this before, create complex themes, or maybe you've read Dan Liu's blog post on, you know, themes and so forth, you can see it's a pretty complex thing. But this one dives in deep and kind of shows us all of the things that we need to do if we're going to nest a theme. So be sure to check it out. Next up, we have View Models and Live Data, Patterns and Anti-Patterns by Jose Alcerica. Now, Jose, I hope I didn't butcher your last name. There is a chance that I did that. So if I did, sorry. Anyway, this is a cool article because Jose talks about one of the things that I'm super passionate about, and that's anti-patterns. I feel anti-patterns need to be talked about a lot more just because folks don't know that they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Now, Jose dives into the view models and live data, so the new Android architecture component stuff, and talks about the patterns and anti-patterns when using both of them. Now, for example, he talks about how you should not let view models and presenters know about the Android framework classes and so forth, and kind of dives in deep. So it's definitely worth a read if you have a few minutes. Moving on, we have Fluent Intents by another one by Pablisco. So he's getting popular here on the podcast, but this time he talks about how you can use Kotlin's extension capabilities to create fluent intents. So, what does that even mean? Well, basically creating an extension method to really clean up the creation of your Android intents. As you know, extension methods can be used for good purposes and they can be overused and so forth, but this is a very interesting use case of when you would use an extension method. So, definitely an interesting read. Take a few moments, see how you can clean up your intent processes with this great little fluent intents blog post. Moving on to the next one, we have Dagger 2, Component Relationships and Custom Scopes by Garima Jain. Really hope I got that right. I looked it up online how to pronounce it, so if I did get that incorrect, I apologize. And this one dives in deep, and she talks about Dagger 2, Component Relationships and Custom Scopes. This is a like really in-depth article that I had to slow down a couple times to go back and reread some of the content just to kind of make everything solidify. She talks about single component apps that have multiple modules, subcomponent dependencies, dependent components, and differences between subcomponents and dependent components, and much more. I just said components like 14 times. I hope you followed me. Anyway, this is a super deep dive into components. There, I said it again in Dagger 2. So again, if you want to learn more about components, I'll stop saying the word component and let you go read the article. Okay, last up here on the blog post docket is How to Use Async List Util by Jason Feinstein. Jason introduces and demonstrates how to use the Async List Util that is part of the support library. It's interesting because he brought this up in a recent talk where he was talking about loading large data sets into a recycler view, and you can kind of run into memory problems and so forth, and some of the other problems that come along with it. He talks about this in the blog post and then dives in deep into an architecture that surrounds Recycler View with Async List Util. And finally, of course, this is all backed by SQLite with a cursor. So very interesting, especially if you have the use case of where you're loading a ton of data into a Recycler View and maybe you're running into certain problems and you're not using any of the other solutions out there that may solve a very similar problem. Okay, cool. That's it for blog posts and all the cool articles and stuff. Let's move on to tools and libraries. So right out of the gate here, we have the Material Design Remixer by Rockshake Hegde. I really, again, this is like the third time I've apologized. It's just so many different names out there around the world and you don't know how to say them. So again, if I messed it up, sorry. In this article, he talks about how you can use Remixer, which is a library to quickly adjust your colors, your numbers, Boolean strings, all different kinds of stuff and such without having to restart your app. So it's, the demonstration on the webpage shows a pretty cool little like sliders and so forth, so you can adjust these colors and different types of things, all without having to restart your app. So you add this dependency, fire it up in your application and access this panel somehow, and you start tweaking these different things. So it can actually really help speed up your development time. Definitely take a look at it. I'll be playing with it here this weekend. Next one up here is a library by the name of MapMe. And in short, it's called the Android Maps Adapter is what they're calling it here. Now, this is by a company, I think it's called Default to Open is the name of the company. And it was a blog post on Medium. Now, MapMe, as they said here, is an Android library written in Kotlin that aims to solve the complicated problem of when you want to map a complex map on the screen with, you know, dozens of markers and different marker types with focused and unfocused states and much more. They aim to simplify that. So long story short, if you've never done this, and I actually have done this numerous times, I'll tell you from firsthand experience, this code gets super complicated, super fast, and it's not really a super fun thing to deal with. So this library aims to bring the adapter pattern to maps, making it easy for you to work with complex maps as it sets up the recycler view. Know how to use a recycler view? Well, you can pretty much start using this one right out of the box. So check it out. It's called MapMe. Okay, on to other stuff here. This one is a kind of a different one that I'm including here. And this one again is from Rockshake Hegday again. And this one is actually a Twitter link. And he posted something cool that says, avoid the annoying jump to the design tab in the layout editor by turning on a setting inside of the layout editor settings in Android Studio that will default to XML. So what that basically means is inside of the Android Studio preferences, you're going to make this quick little check mark. And then anytime you go to a layout, it will then load the XML instead of showing the editor. If you spend most of your time in XML, which most of us do, this will be a big help. Now, next one here. Again, this one's a little bit different than what we've probably seen here on Android Snacks. This one is actually a Reddit conversation. And this one is, how long did it take you to learn Dagger 2? I feel this is an important one because it's something that a lot of folks struggle with. Not everyone knows how to use solid principles. Not everyone knows what dependency injection is, the difference between constructor injection and setter injection and field injection, and when you should use one and when you should use the other. And what it ends up being is a huge mental weight of, maybe I'm not smart enough to do this. And a lot of people start getting imposter syndrome, and they have this weird mental weight and these struggles that they go through because they hear everyone's using Dagger and this is so great and everything. But a lot of folks still struggle with it. I think it's important for folks who are in that situation to know that they're not alone in this, because it can be very complicated and it can be very frustrating to learn these things. So check this out. It's how long did it take you to learn Dagger 2 on the Android Dev subreddit. Next up, we have a couple of videos from Florinta Montanescu, and she talks about the new auto sizing capabilities of the text view, something that we've been all waiting for since, wait for it. Since like cupcake. Forever. It's like I take a moment here because I feel like I've had to write this code like 50 times and like it's finally out there. I get to use it. Anyway, she talks about that. Thank you, Google, for finally bringing that to the surface and releasing it. We're all going to use it. She also talks about in another video how you can use fonts in Android through resources and how you can even dive into different downloadable fonts. So there's two different links here you'll check out. One is for the auto sizing text view and one is for fonts. Next, we have a couple of podcasts. One is Sitting Down with Tor Norby, and this is on the Talking Kotlin podcast. And in this episode, Hadi Hariri talks to Tor Norby from the Android team about the official support for Kotlin and what it means for Android Studio in general. And lastly here, we have episode 96 of the Fragmented Podcast, which for those that you don't know, I'm actually one of the co-hosts with my phantasmical other co-host, Kaushik Gopal. We talk to Roman Gee from the Android team, and Roman schools us on displays, CPUs, GPUs, and color, and all kinds of other important stuff. Take a listen. It's great. That's it for this week, folks. You can find Android Snacks on Twitter at Android Snacks. Now, please let Mike know what you think of the podcast. Hey, and you can let me know too. I'd appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed this quick guest host bit. You can find the show notes for this episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This episode was edited and produced by yours truly, Don Felker. And you can find me on Twitter at Don Felker. Android Snacks theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus, and go to sonosanctus.com for more info. See you later.